We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our worlds be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, joyful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. African Telsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations Development Programme supports reforesting in Myanmar or Burma. In ecology news, economists call for a global $400 billion investment in green technology. In medical news, an American neurosurgeon conducts a successful brain operation using a CO2 laser. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 25th, is Independence Day in Greece, a beautiful nation in southern Europe between Albania and Turkey. Islands make up about one-fifth of the country's land area. Greece is well known for its rich history, which has had a profound influence on the development of government, philosophy, and the arts around the world. Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle are still studied today, as well as ancient Greek mythology. Individuals of Greek ancestry have been internationally recognized in many fields. They include Nobel Prize recipients for literature George Sefiris and Odysseus Ilitis, world-renowned opera singer Maria Callas, award-winning actress Jennifer Aniston. internationally popular musician Yanni, and many more. We wish the warm-hearted citizens of Greece a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Alaska's Mount Redoubt awakens for the first time in 20 years. Along with the eruption of the 10,000-foot-high volcano last Sunday night, came ash that was projected some 15 kilometers into the air. This was followed by four subsequent eruptions between Sunday night and Monday morning, with more expected in the coming weeks to months. The heaviest effect was reported in the remote outpost of Skwetna, about 70 miles northwest of the city of Anchorage, where ash-covered buildings, vehicles, and the snow in the air was shrouded in a brown-gray fog. Experts warned that the ash could cause problems for mechanical systems, respiratory health, and air travel, with many residents who have already prepared breathing masks, as well as food and water stores. We pray for the continued safety of the people of Alaska during the precarious times of volcanic activity. May such potential disasters be alleviated through our increased benevolence toward all life.
Russians affected by storms. The town of Okhotsk in the Khabarovsk Russian region was hit by a cyclone that deprived over 4,000 local residents of heat and water supplies. Several days of snowstorms and drifts reaching the height of 2 meters has affected the utility systems, closed schools, and necessitated the use of bulldozers to clear a path from the local channel to reconnect water to the boiler houses. Meanwhile, Russia's Far Eastern Regional Center of the Emergencies Ministry has issued a storm warning for another cyclone in the northern and eastern regions. Our prayers that the afflicted Russians are quickly returned to normal, comfortable lives, and that our even gentler regard of Mother Earth helps in easing events such as these.
Japan renews promise of additional aid to Africa. A two-day development conference brought 500 representatives of countries, international agencies, and charities to Gaborone, Botswana, where Japan confirmed a previous pledge to double her primarily African assistance from $900 million to $1.8 billion per year by 2012. Addressing the forum, Japanese Foreign Minister Hirofumi Nakasone explained that an immediate $300 million donation would provide food assistance for several nations and help ensure agricultural productivity. Japan is also supporting the International Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria with $200 million. Your Excellency and Japan, heaven bless your generous spirit in helping brighten African brethren's lives. Surely such kind-hearted care as yours assures a more auspicious future for our world.
UN worker in Niger released. The Malian Defense Ministry has confirmed the freeing of Soumana Moukaila, a driver for the United Nations, who went missing in Niger last December. He had been traveling with UN Special Envoy in Niger, Robert Fowler, and Assistant Louis Gwai from Canada, who are still awaiting their freedom. We are so glad to know Mr. Mukaila's safety and wish him a joyful homecoming among loved ones. Our prayers for the soon release of Mr. Fowler and Mr. Gwai, along with conditions that bring protection to all innocent travelers in the world.
Turkish leader makes historic Iraqi visit. Arriving on Monday, President Abdullah Gül became the first Turkish leader to visit neighboring Iraq in 33 years. He was welcomed at the airport by Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, after which the two leaders discussed matters that included shared water resources and creating stability in the Kurdish regions of both countries, with an international conference of Kurdish groups that is soon to be held in northern Iraq. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your warm and mutually fruitful visit. May your country's relations continue to blossom in harmonious friendship and prosperity.
Dutch supermarkets stop selling pale veal. Bakker Dier, an animal welfare organization in the Netherlands, initiated a campaign in September 2008 asking Dutch consumers not to buy pale veal, which comes from penned-up male calves fed low-iron milk diets. Over one dozen Dutch shops have now begun the process of halting the sale of this anemic veal, with some supermarkets ceasing the practice within weeks of seeing the Bakker Dier information. A spokesperson from Bakker Dier said, "We are happy that with this campaign, nearly all the anemic veal has now disappeared from our supermarkets. Our sincere gratitude, Bakker Dier, for your compassionate efforts to stop the sale of anemic veal. With heaven's grace, may we soon see the day when no animal products are for sale and all life is respected and cherished."
Save our planet. Livestock contributes more to climate change than previous estimates. In 2006, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization had estimated that animal raising for meat and dairy is responsible for 18% of global warming. However, it is becoming increasingly clear to scientists that the livestock industry is playing a more significant role.
If we look at the proportion of greenhouse gas emissions from different parts of livestock production,
Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, chief of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, made the following remark during a talk he gave in September 2008 on the role of reducing meat consumption in addressing global warming.
Since people found out about this talk that I was going to give here today, I've received a number of emails from people that I respect saying that the 18% figure is an underestimate. It's a low estimate, and in actual fact it's much higher.
Greenhouse gases are emitted during virtually every step of the meat producing process. Of the three major greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane and nitrous oxide, methane is up to 72 times more potent than CO2, while nitrous oxide is up to 300 times more potent. To arrive at the potency of these gases, the general method is to average over a 100-year period. However, methane in particular is a much shorter-lived gas. Scientists have thus determined that it is more accurate to average methane's potency over 20 years. This gives methane a 72 times greater potency than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. U.S. physicist Noam Moore of the New York University Polytechnic Institute stated the following in a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television.
When measured over 100 years, the United Nations said animal agriculture is responsible for 18% of global warming emissions, which is an enormous amount, far more than all transportation put together. If you look at it on a shorter term, methane has an outsized effect, so that number goes up. The true value in the near term, when we take all these things into account, is much higher.
If you look at these reports, they'll suggest it has about 25 times the impact of CO2. But really, when it's up there in the atmosphere doing its work, it's 72 times the impact, and that makes a big difference.
At 37% of global methane emissions, livestock is the single largest source of human-caused methane.
Sure, we have to deal with CO2 in the long run. But if you want to make an impact on climate in the next 20 years, the place to do it is with the shorter-lived greenhouse gases, most important of which is methane. So of the emissions in the next 20 years, the CO2 in this year's emissions will only be about 40% of the total warming. The other 60% or more will be from the shorter-lived gases, most important of which is methane.
In addition, according to U.S. physicist Noam Moore, livestock has an even larger share of emissions when yet another unaccounted factor is acknowledged. Aerosols or particles released along with CO2 from burning fossil fuels that, despite their detrimental health aspects, actually have a cooling effect.
So when you consider aerosols and look at the net effect of burning fossil fuels, the carbon dioxide released heats the planet, the aerosols cool the planet, and the net effect roughly cancels each other out. That means that most of the warming we've seen historically and are likely to see in the near future comes from other gases, mainly methane.
Already, livestock is 20% of all greenhouse gas emissions. The meat system includes the animals, includes growing the food for the animals, includes the transport of the meat, includes the fertilizer to grow the food, to feed the meat. And that's with not treating methane any more than the sort of normal way it's used. If you treat it more, then that 20% will go up to maybe 30%. So the 30% in the next 20 years is going to be due to meat production.
Dr. T. Colin Campbell, a renowned researcher and internationally best-selling author of The China Study, also indicated that livestock's role in heating the planet is much bigger.
And I just had some information just recently that the new figures now indicate that at least half of the greenhouse gases that are up there now, not the 15 or 20%, at least half and maybe considerably more, are due to livestock production.
We thank the distinguished scientists for confirming the importance of reducing meat consumption to minimize methane emissions. May everyone soon join in the sustainable plant-based solution to most effectively halt global warming for all inhabitants of our Earth. In a July 2008 video conference with our association members in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai revealed through her deep insight the reality of animal agriculture's cumulative cause in global warming.
Because meat producing causes 80% of global warming. Transportation, water, deforestation, refrigeration, medical care for animals and humans, and etc., all kind of pollution coming from meat production. It's not just the land that they use, it's not just the methane gas and nitrous oxide that they produce. It is all its byproducts. There's no end to the list. We cannot rely on green technology alone to save the planet, because the worst cause of it is from the meat industry. Everybody knows it. All the scientists already reported to us.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save Our Planet, environmental protection plan created for Tibet. With regional temperatures that have increased 0.32 degrees Celsius every 10 years between 1961 and 2007, along with Tibetan glaciers that are shrinking at an alarming rate, China has vowed to allocate $2.19 billion towards conserving the environment in the autonomous region of Tibet. The funds will be directed toward projects to protect the grasslands, wetlands, and endangered animals, as well as reforest areas, and further develop sustainable sources of energy. We are truly thankful, China, for your commitment to protect the irreplaceable natural wonders and vital resources of Tibet. Blessed be all efforts toward the unified goal of preserving our planet from global warming.
Save Our Planet. Nations engage in planting events worldwide. As part of the Trees for Life project in Peru, the nonprofit House of Learning organization is planting 1 million trees in the Peruvian Andes. In Angola, the Forest Development Institute, or IDF, seeks to reduce desertification and deforestation by planting 5,000 hectares of trees per year. And Sri Lanka's Api Wawamu Ratanagamu program will see 2 million plants sowed, including jackfruit, coconut, mango, plantain, and many others, to enhance local agriculture. Our accolades and gratitude, Peru, Angola, and Sri Lanka, for your noble efforts to safeguard the environment. May more and more nations be similarly inspired to help restore the verdant health and beauty of our Earth.
Save our planet. China, affected by severe climate-related weather patterns. Prolonged drought this past winter with precipitation levels at 70 to 90% below normal has resulted in loss of vital crops for at least 12 provinces. The Office of State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters estimates that 44% of the country's winter wheat crop has been damaged, with other crops threatened as well. A state of emergency was already declared once this year in Beijing due to the crop failures and water shortage, which has affected more than 4.3 million residents overall. The nation has promised some $13 billion in drought relief to be paid mostly to farmers who have suffered loss.
Another climate-related condition is desertification, brought about primarily by earlier deforestation. The desert area, which is said to be encroaching at a rate of 1,300 square miles per year, has already submerged some northern villages. Furthermore, winds sweeping across the desertified regions send huge amounts of sand blowing across the country to places such as Beijing, where the first yellow dust storm of the year just arrived. Even citizens in more distant South Korea have been purchasing extra air purifiers to cope with the forecast of multiple storms of windborne sand and accompanying pollutants. We pray for the safety of those affected by these disturbing global warming conditions. May this trend quickly subside as we aid the environment by offering animals their rightful coexistence through our adoption of the plant-based diet. During a June 2008 video conference with our association members in the United Kingdom, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted, as she has done on other occasions, the clear link between humans' moral actions and nature's destabilization.
As you sow, so shall you reap. Like attract like. Scientifically speaking, spiritually speaking, we have been warned. So all the disaster that have happened around the world, of course, are connected with the human unkindness to the co-inhabitants. That was the price we have to pay for what we have done to the innocents who have done us no harm, who are also the children of God, who has been sent to earth to help us and to cheer our days. Because generally, humans also have very good merit before they came to earth. And that's why they became human, because of their good merit. So from their good merit, there have been give and take and deduction and addition. Otherwise, if things have not been canceling out some of the bad retribution, then it would have been worse. Or the earth might have been disappeared altogether already. But luckily, the human also do have some good merit, and they have not run out yet.
Save our planet. The United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, warns that rising temperatures due to global warming will cause air quality to worsen in eastern cities and could cause increased incidence of heat strokes during the summer.
Save our planet. Sri Lankan Airlines flew its first eco-friendly flight from Bandaraniki International Airport to Frankfurt, Germany, as it strives to be a green and sustainable company, having already saved 2.38 million U.S. gallons of fuel in the past 7 months.
And this is Ju.
Hi all! We are two of the stars in Supreme Master Qinghai's book, The Noble Wilds, a number one international bestseller.
And we're both vegan.
Today, we're going to share a tip on a way to keep warm.
Whether you're out camping, playing in the snow, or just needing a little extra heat to soothe aching muscles, consider using reusable heating pads.
They are portable, convenient, and non-toxic.
To reuse just boiled packs according to the directions given. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, supports reforestation in Myanmar, also known as Burma. The UNDP is helping the people of the Laputa area of Ayeyawadi Division replant their forest. 300 acres have been designated for the seeding of trees, while a further 100 acres will have consumable crops grown. Earlier, the UNDP had donated funds for residents of the area to rebuild their homes. We laud the United Nations Development Programme for your continued endeavours to help the Burmese people. May the Providence bless all on our planet with peace and sustainability as we extend our circle of kindness and compassion.
In ecology news, leading economists from the United Kingdom call for $400 billion to be globally invested in eco-friendly technologies. A report by Lord Nicholas Stern, chair of the Grantham Research Institute on Climate Change and the Environment, and his associates recommend the funds be immediately allocated to the green sector. The goal is to generate clean power, sustainable energies, and more jobs. The Right Honourable Lord Chris Smith, chairman of the United Kingdom's Environment Agency, said, 2009 could, I believe, be the year when we radically change some of our economic and social habits and make a historic shift towards a more sustainable pattern of human activity. Bravo! Our sincere appreciation, Lord Nicholas Stern, Lord Chris Smith, and esteemed scientists, for your vital recommendations. Indeed, we pray that 2009 is the year humanity awakens to our life-protecting and virtuous nature. Up next on Noteworthy News, a timely report by CNN gives essential information to an American neurosurgeon. We'll take a drink of fresh juice. Don't go too far. Stay tuned for more laudable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a connected world. In medical news, a CNN article gives an American surgeon important new information. Dr. Thomas Ellis, senior neurosurgeon at Wake Forest University School of Medicine in North Carolina, operated on 19-year-old Brandon to remove a large brain tumor. However, the surgery did not go well. That same evening, Dr. Ellis read an article on CNN.com about a surgical device of which he was previously unaware, a CO2 laser that facilitates operating on difficult-to-reach areas. Dr. Ellis immediately contacted the manufacturer, OmniGuide, and 3 days later, he received a new instrument. The very next day, Dr. Ellis and Dr. Tammy Wolf, a physician OmniGuide had sent to assist him, performed another operation on Brandon. After this successful surgery, Brandon recovered his normal functions. Dr. Ellis told CNN, "I am inclined to believe that it is the work of God that I came across your article that very night." We are so glad to hear of this amazing story. Thank you, Dr. Ellis, Dr. Wolf, OmniGuide, and CNN for this wonderful turn of events. Brandon, may you have a long and happy life, protected evermore by the grace of heaven.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The English Channel.
In the class, the teacher asks, "Johnny, could you tell me where the English Channel is? Johnny said, I'm sorry, miss, I don't know. We only watch Supreme Master Television on satellite.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Greetings, Supreme Master Qinghai. I would like to receive soft copies of Cooking Maid Sample and all relevant info on veggie diet and also books for the same. Regards, Edmund of Mogadishu, Botswana.
Hi Edmund, nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a loving reply just for you.
Dear Edmund, you can download all what you need freely, with no charge, no string, from www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.php. Enjoy healthy life, new recipes, and lots of blessings. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the constructive events that are happening in your area of the world. So please send them to us, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May the melodious music of the celestial sphere bring you great delight and inner peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. South African Foreign Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma visited U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Washington, D.C., USA, where they discussed ways to boost political and economic relations.
U.S. President Barack Obama states that plans to withdraw troops from Afghanistan will be confirmed soon, with future engagements focusing on diplomacy and economic development.
The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and Japan donate $1.5 million in water treatment materials to help eliminate cholera and provide clean water in Zimbabwe.
Through the charity Dubai Cares, the people of the United Arab Emirates donate school hygiene and supply kits to support education for children in Gaza, Palestine.
Dignitaries from Jordan and Russia and members of the Russian-Jordanian Business Council meet to further trade and economic ties between the two countries.
North Korea restores a military hotline to South Korea and reopens a border crossing for South Korean workers traveling to and from an industrial complex.
During his visit to Saudi Arabia, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner met with King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud and discussed a variety of subjects, including Palestinian national reconciliation.
During his visit to Al Lacor, Vietnam, Chinese State Councilor Dai Bing Guo met with President Nguyen Minh Chich and Prime Minister Wang Dongyong to further bilateral relations.
Chinese President Hu Jintao and Dominican President Nicolas Liverpool commemorate their nation's fifth anniversary of diplomatic ties and cooperation in politics, trade, and culture.
Malaysian Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmed Badawi visits his Kuwaiti counterpart Sheikh Nasser al-Mohammed al-Ahmed al-Jaber al-Sabah to discuss matters of shared interest.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.